B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Marilyn, how can we help you, madam?
Oh, great. Okay. Here's the deal. I went on a couple of dates with this guy, and I can say his name, right?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I mean, we have to call him, so.
Okay. Hey, you know, I got to be honest. I don't listen to your show, but I heard you do this. I thought it could help, maybe.
Using us.
So I thought we got along good and everything. You know, it was only a couple of dates, and he's kind of blue-collary, which is fine. But he was, like, bragging about how great he is at fixing things. So I said, oh, great, I've got some things you can fix. And so, anyway, he came over, and he brought a friend. And he worked for a while on the house and stuff. And, you know, I thought he was doing me a favor. But ever since then, I just haven't heard back from him. He hasn't called or anything.
I mean, it sounds to me like he might think that you were just using him to do stuff around your house. Like, okay, what happened the last time you guys hung out?
The last time he was there, I had this, like, patch on my roof that I needed done. And, you know, he said, oh, I can do that. And so he came up with a friend, and it took a lot of time. I was busy doing other stuff. And I don't know. I just got a weird feeling. From it, but I thought we were getting along.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he's not, you know, calling me. Thought you can help.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with he thinks you are using him to do tasks. All right. We shall give him a call for you next. All right, madam?
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Marilyn. This one seems pretty cut and dry, but are they ever really cut and dry? She said she was hanging out with this dude, Damon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a handy dude.
Yeah.
And she's had him do a lot of fixing up stuff around the house. And
okay.
Yeah. And she said last time he was patching something on the roof. And after that, she hasn't heard anything from him. So I'm going to go with the Damon is sick of being your bitch. But if we call him and he answers and he's down to go on another date with you, now I have his number for when I need something done around my house. So, Marilyn, are you ready?
Yeah.
All okay. Right, stay quiet. We're going to call Damon right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Damon?
What is this?
Damon, please don't hang up. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. But we're calling you because somebody gave us your number to make you... Basically, it's a girl who would like to take you out on a date. And the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes, we'll provide everything you need for a date. We'll pay for it. You can pick the place, all that stuff. We'll pay for everything. I'm going to tell you the girl's name, okay? I'll tell you her name. And again, it's whenever... If you say yes, it's whenever you're free. You tell us, like, if you're like, hey, listen, I'm only free Tuesday afternoons, and I want to go here, we'll set that up, and we'll pay for the whole thing. So let me just tell you the girl's name. Hello?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right, sure.
Her name is Marilyn, and she said that you guys hung out before.
Oh, my God. Kid Marilyn?
Yeah.
Yes,
I never want to hear from that girl again. You couldn't pay me to go with her again. The worst waste of time I've ever been on in my life.
I would love to hear your side of the story because she was telling us about when you guys hung out. And to me, it sounded like you might have assumed that she was using you to fix stuff.
Well, there's no my side of the story. There's the truth and then whatever the bullshit she's telling you, because I don't see it any other way. Okay, all right, so we went on a date, and I'm using air quotes for that, a date on Saturday, last Saturday, right? And I made the mistake of mentioning that I'm in the roofing business.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, yeah, perfect. Hey, I got like a quick chore for you to do. Would you mind? You know, just real quick. I just need it fixed up for tonight. It's like really important to me because I'm having this party. So that was during the heat wave, right? So it's like 1,000 degrees outside. I'm up there fixing her roof with my buddy, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't offer us any water. She doesn't offer us any
Damn.
Food. She ignores us the whole day. We're up there for 5 hours. My buddy almost passes out. Nothing, right? And then finally we're like done, and it's time for her party, and she goes, all right, well, thanks a lot. See you later. And then she basically just asks us to leave.
Stop it.
What?
She
I swear to God.
She freaking did not.
Yo, that's crazy.
David, I mean, I don't even... Yeah, okay.
I know. What do you say?
I'm going to say yes. Say no to another, and I'm going to throw it up in air quotes, date. But Marilyn is on the phone. Marilyn, are you still there?
I can't believe you said that, David. I can't believe you.
You can't believe him?
God.
You're on the... You have the audacity to get on the phone right now?
You offered. You offered to do it. You said, no problem. I can do this in my sleep. Oh.
Do you not
really?
Have any, like, social etiquette or any social skills at all to know that it's, I'm just being polite? I didn't want to be put to work for 5 hours on our date.
Well, you know, you have free will. You could say, I don't want to be put to work. You could have said that. I don't want to work.
You know what you could have done? You could have brought us some water. It was.
Yes.
You didn't even bring us
yes.
water?
I know.
Marilyn.
God. You know, you're a grown-up. If you wanted water, you know, I'm right downstairs. Just call down and say, I need water. Oh, my God. Should I make you P&B sandwiches, too? You want me to cut the crust off for you?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can't do that.
This is the perfect chance for you to apologize right now, which you should be doing, instead of making it worse for yourself. Because now you're embarrassing yourself on the radio.
You know what? Yeah, I am sorry. I'm sorry. I know you. How about that?
Well, you know what? Just f*** you, lady. You know what? I didn't even want to go to your dumbass party, too, okay? So, first of all, it's bullshit you invite me, but I didn't even want to f*** go.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's good you didn't come, because it really wasn't your crowd. These are people who actually make a living with their minds, okay?
Oh,
such a douche.
How low do you stoop? That's incredible.
Can you need to send her a bill.
Right.
Book club friend?
Romero, hang up on her.
I can't
fix the
believe
roof.
I even, like, thought I'd give you a chance. I am so above you. Oh, my God.
I think there's a chance here for romance.
Really?
Damon, would you like to go on a...
No! No!
You know what? Can I just say that the cherry on top is she didn't pay me. Nonsense.
Right. Send her a bill.
Nonsense.
Is that no to a date, Damon? I just need to know.
That's no. That's a hard no.
Whatever. My roof is done. Goodbye to you. I don't need you.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Fuck off.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Here's the deal. Apparently, there's a lot of different side effects when it comes to coronavirus. The newest one is stupidity. Getting dumber. Wait until you hear what Chad did tomorrow on a brand new second date update on the 10th. Happens at 7:10. You're going to laugh your ass off right here with the Get Up Crew. It's your throwback station, Hot 969.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.